Voting by absentee ballot. You may vote by absentee ballot if you will be absent from your city or town on election day, or have a disability that prevents you from voting at the polling place, or cannot vote at the polls due to religious beliefs. Applying for an absentee ballot. All applications for absentee ballots must be made in writing. You must apply for an absentee ballot no later than noon on the day before the election. The deadline to request an absentee ballot for the November 4, 2014 state election is noon on Monday, November 3, 2014. Applications may be mailed or hand-delivered, and you may use any form of written communication, letter or postcard, or the official application form. A family member may also apply on your behalf. Include on the application your name and address as registered, date of birth, the address where the ballot should be sent, and your signature. Be sure to apply early. Requesting to vote in person. If you meet the qualifications to vote absentee, but do not want to have a ballot mailed to you, you may request to vote in person before Election Day. You may vote at your city or town hall before Election Day at a time arranged with the clerk, but the application for your ballot must be made no later than noon on the day before the election. Call the clerk's office to make certain that the absentee ballots are available. Voting by absentee ballot. The ballot will come with instructions and a set of return envelopes. You must be sure to sign the brown inner envelope. Ballots may be mailed with proper postage to city or town hall, or may be dropped off by either yourself or a family member. To be counted, a completed ballot must be received by the time the polls close on Election Day. If you are not able to write, the person assisting you in completing the inner envelope must sign your name as well as their name, address, and telephone number. Voting for the permanently disabled. If you are permanently disabled and cannot cast your vote at the polling place, you may file a letter from your physician with your city or town clerk stating that you are permanently unable to cast your vote at the polling place due to disability. A completed application for an absentee ballot will be mailed to you for each election. This application must be signed and returned to the city or town clerk.